When they first used that fog machine on the ward, one they bought from Army Surplus and hid in the vents in the new place before we moved in, I kept looking at anything that appeared out of the fog as long and hard as I could to keep track of it, just like I used to do when they fogged the airfields in Europe. Nobody'd be blowing a horn to show the way. There was no rope to hold to. So fixing my eyes on something was the only way I kept from getting lost. Sometimes I got lost in it anyway, got in too deep trying to hide. And every time I did, it seemed like I always turned up at that same place. At that same metal door with the row of rivets like eyes and no number. Just like the room behind the door drew me to it, no matter how hard I tried to stay away. Just like the current generated by the fiends in that room was conducted in a beam along the fog and pulled me back along it like a robot. I'd wander for days in the fog, scared I'd never see another thing. Then there'd be that door, opening to show me the mattress padding on the other side to stop out the sounds, the men standing in a line like zombies among shiny copper wires and tubes pulsing light, and the bright scrape of arcing electricity. I'd take my place in the line and wait my turn at the table. The table shaped like a cross, with shadows of 1,000 murdered men printed on it. Silhouette wrists and ankles running under leather straps sweated green with use. A silhouette neck and head running up to a silver band goes across the forehead. And a technician at the controls beside the table looking up from his dials and down the line and pointing at me with a rubber glove. "Wait, I know that big bastard there. Better rabbit punch him or call for some more help or something. He's an awful case for thrashing around." So I used to try not to get in too deep for fear I'd get lost and turn up at the shock shop door. I looked hard at anything that came into sight and hung on like a man in a blizzard hangs on a fence rail. But they kept making the fog thicker and thicker, and it seemed to me that no matter how hard I tried, 2 or 3 times a month I found myself with that door opening in front of me to the acid smell of sparks and ozone. In spite of all I could do, it was getting tough to keep from getting lost. Then I discovered something. I didn't have to end up at that door if I stayed still when the fog comes over me and just keep quiet. The trouble was, I'd been finding that door my own self because I got scared of being so lost so long and went to hollering so they could track me. In a way, I was hollering for them to track me. I had even figured that anything was better than being lost for good, even the shock shop. Now, I don't know. Being lost isn't so bad. All this morning I've been waiting for them to fog us in again. The last few days they've been doing it more and more. It's my idea they're doing it on account of McMurphy. They haven't got him fixed with controls yet, and they're trying to catch him off guard. They can see he's due to be a problem. A half a dozen times already he's roused Cheswick and Harding and some of the others to where it looked like they might actually stand up to one of the black boys.